dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Good morning, everyone. It's the opening day of the Masters. We'll look at the leaderboard here in just a second as they're out early and some of the guys are about ready to finish up their opening round. So we'll talk Masters here in just a moment. We'll also be taking a look at Kansas State baseball with Coach Brad Hill. The Huskers take on K-State this weekend. They're ranked 20th in the country in one of the polls. There's so many out there anymore that's even tougher to keep up with baseball, but we'll go with 20th. They're off to a good start this season. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Always on Thursday. Well, pretty much always. But it is Thursday, last segment today. If you've got a question for Joe concerning fantasy sports, all you have to do is email it to us to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you on the program today. Steve Marino, he chipped in for Eagle at the par 5 second hole and sets it 3 under through 10 holes. David Toms is setting it 2 under through 13. Tom Watson, Anthony Kim, defending champion Angel Cabrera, all setting at 2 under par. Bernhard Langer had it at 3 under. He's back to 1 under through 13 so far today. Lee Westwood, 1 under through 8. Phil Mickelson, 1 under through 5. Retief Goosen, 1 under through 4. So it all plays itself out. They say the wind's going to kick up a little bit more right now, so we'll see if that affects it at all. But it is Masters weekend.
What a lovely, lovely way to get the golf season. I think everybody waited for this tournament to really get into the golf. I don't know that anybody out there, unless you're really avid golf fan, been following it much until now. The full focus, though, at 12:42 when Tiger tees it up. Douglas, last night, our treatment centers all over the Kansas City metro area just excited more than they've ever been because Kyle Farnsworth is still on the pitching staff in Kansas City. He throws the ball, it gets hit. He throws a pitch, it's hit. He throws another pitch, it's lined up the middle.
I'm watching the game with some friends last night. He walks onto the mound. I go, are you expletive, 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 expletive kidding me? I said, I'll bet you dinner right now, Dave, that the Tigers score here in the 10th. Or 11th. What? I guess it would have been the 11th, right? I'll bet you dinner.
Okay.
4 pitches, it's 2-1.
Oh, and I don't know if the glasses and that tattoo or the tough guy persona. When are we going to realize that Tejada comes in, doesn't do what he's supposed to do? Well, Soria came in and didn't exactly do what he was supposed to do by giving up the home run to tie the game to Cabrera about 18 inches above the black line on the foul pole. So they tie up the game, so then you think, after your bullpen totally melts down, Robinson, Tejada? Well, after they melted down the day before, here we go again. Well, they found a way. They found a way.
3-2 pitch to Kiaspo. Belted down the right field line, hooking in the corner, and gone. Kiaspo to tie it.
I didn't think he hit it out of the park. I thought it was going to be me. I was, you know, one of those, God, I hope that gets down. Get down. Be fair. Oh, hell, it's over the fence. And then in a weird play to end the game, the Royals get a base runner. Rick Ankiel makes his first contribution for the Royals.
And he hammers one into right field, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Bloomquist sprinting for third, being waved and now stopped by Dave Owen. But the ball is dropped in the outfield, and here comes Bloomquist to win it.
Doesn't that sound like something that would happen the other way around? But the Royals win it. They're 1-1. They're 1-1.
Yeah, some excitement in Kansas City. And Soria, I thought he pitched. Cabrera hit a good pitch. I don't think Soria. And then to have it where it lands, you just shake your head and go, this is unbelievable. According to, I did not realize the review would come in. They can review those now all year long.
Home runs.
All year long. I mean, I didn't realize it started at the start of the season because initially Trey Hillman comes out.
They did that all last season, too. Yeah. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm glad that it was brought up more than a couple of times today on the national network. Mike and Mike and Cowherd was talking about it just before going in to the top of the hour here. Who does Billy Payne think he is? We need a Masters news conference from the chairman of the Masters? An opening statement, Tiger Woods, you have disappointed us all. Bite me.
I guess they founded a... They're so pompous anyway. I think that's why they got to have the news conference.
Well, yeah, we understand that. You know that Billy Payne, I looked this up, he is one of the youngest members at Augusta National. I mean, to find anybody under the age of 50 on that ledger is almost impossible. Almost impossible. The committee chair, I think, is one of the guys that's under 50 years old. The competition committee chair that you see sometimes from time to time. You know, they asked him earlier this week, hey, can you let us in on how you guys, because they don't go computer rankings to make the pairings, you know, how do you?
Okay.
No, we can't tell you that. No, can't tell you that. What? What's so damn secretive about it? We try to have fun. We try to have interesting pairings. You know, what can you actually say? You know, well, we break it down, and I don't think there was any, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the world, or, you know, he knows him, and they're all three from the same country, or they finished 1, 2, 3 last year, or these are the last three guys in. You know, but just to be so snotty and snide about it.
Billy Payne, I think, do you like the way the old regime, when you had, what was it, Hootie? Do you like Hootie better than Billy Payne?
I don't care. They do what they do. We watch it. We look at the odds. We look at the pools. We look at whatever else is going on.
I just think they added their own dimension to the golf tournament because of who they are. And they've got their little jackets.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave in Hastings is on the phone line. Dave, good morning. What's going on?
Well, not too much. This is Dave from Bullseye.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, how are you?
We're good. What's going on this morning?
Not much. I threatened that I would call you someday, so I figured I'd better back it up, you know?
Today's the day, huh?
Today was it. I've tried several times, and it was busy, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, are you ready for golf today?
I'm not much of a golfer, but I bowl a lot. And I'm waiting for the Huskers to get rolling.
You know, interesting that Dave brought that up, because Daddy, one of his favorite sports is Nebraska women's bowling, and he's got a big story that he's going to break here in just a little bit, so you're going to want to hang on for that, Dave, okay?
No, I might hang on, or I just might listen to it.
Well, yeah, just go ahead and listen. We're going to swing by and see you here in a couple of weeks. Is that okay?
You bet. Let me know when you're going, and I'll be down there.
All right, buddy. All right, you have a great day.
You bet.
All right.
Have a great one. Bye.
That's our buddy Dave from Bullseyes and Hastings. We always have some events at Bullseyes. That's outstanding. You want to read that now?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. We'll go right into bowling. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nebraska senior Cassandra Luthold has done it all as a member of the Nebraska bowling team. Rapid City, South Dakota native, won several individual tournament crowns, been named All-America three straight seasons, and now can be considered among the greatest Huskers to compete in the sport. Luthold has averaged 209 pins this season and was named the National 10-Pin Coaches Association Player of the Year. Kelsey Griffin, you got company, baby. Cassandra Luthold, another Player of the Year from the University of Nebraska.
National championships get going this weekend, too, Daddy.
Oh, yes. The tournament qualifying begins Thursday. The finals on Saturday.
That'll be today.
Rest of the field, Maryland Eastern Shore, Vanderbilt, Farley, Dickinson, Arkansas State, Central Missouri State, Delaware State, and New Jersey City. Brask will be seeking its third national title since bowling became an NCAA-sanctioned sport in 04.
How about our Bowler Noble segment for the day? Billy Payne speaking out against, not against, but commenting on Tiger Woods rather sternly. What do you think? He has that right? I guess he has that right. Should have he done it? Yes or no? Bowler Noble brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you're spending your whole day off mowing the lawn, then take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200. Zero turn mower. Catch your mowing time in half with this easy to maneuver zero turn rider because the summer's too short to spend cutting grass all the time. Email your thoughts, Billy Payne, right or wrong, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, where we do go to the Dent Popper inbox. And a Sooner Steve has weighed in here today on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as usual, he has his facts wrong as I read this email. He goes, I happened to hear Doug challenging anybody to name the teams in Butler's conference the other day. Of course, Daddy brought that up and asked me if I could name anybody in Butler's conference, which is a Horizon, Sooner Steve. The Horizon. You didn't even know that, or else you would have put it in your email. But he has come up. He has come up. I do like his angle here. Sooner Steve has come up with a foolproof method on how to name the teams in Butler's conference. Just check the Husker non-conference football schedule. That method also worked for their non-conference basketball schedule until Butler's tournament run. Those games are being bought out as we speak. Can anybody say, hello, G-Pack? Which, of course, Hastings is a member of. Also, since according to Doug, there is only one Division I school in the state, was that a D2 or an NAIA school that gave the Big Pink a butt spanking the other night? Of course, he's referring to Creighton's baseball team beating Nebraska on Tuesday night. Last but not least, I've had to listen to Cornhead fans squawking about who will be the first pick in the NFL draft since last fall. Guess what, Cornheads? It won't be a boy named Sue, but it will be a man named Sam. Have a great Sooner day. Sooner Steve. Thanks, Sooner Steve.
Now that it might not be the Horizon League, maybe the rest of this bowling deal. You look at the Husker non-conference. We got Arkansas State. You know,
where's Irish Ken's email? Give me that, because if we're going to continue to read this rubbish on the air, let's go to Irish Ken. The thing I like the most about the Dent Popper inbox is the sound I hear when Doug crumples up my emails. The louder the crumple, the more frustrated he is. My wish for Tiger, the Creep Woods at the Masters. May he be a frequent visitor to Ray's Creek this year. Irish Ken. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price on participation may vary.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs? vitamins, and healthy aging products. Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
We just kept on going and the going got tough.
And they're knocking on the door, but they can't get in.
We've been through it all.
Watch the puck there and take me and covers it up.
We're at our best.
We're hoping we can get that same kind of atmosphere on Friday. And obviously, guys like playing in front of that, and with the heat of the playoffs right here, there's no better time for it.
A season of sudden starts and stops.
One, two, three.
Now down 1-0 to top division rival Omaha. Backs to the wall. The Storm defend home ice in game 2. Here's Skip Barry's call. Storm, Lancers, Friday night, 6:50 on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Then it's back to Omaha Saturday for game 3. 6:50 pregame, 7:05 faceoff on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
And our backs are against the wall.
An isolated shower, sprinkle chance lingers early on through the day today. Then some clearing develops later in the day as well, with highs around 61. Northwest winds will stay at 10 to 15. Back to 36 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to talk a little baseball with Kansas State coach Brad Hill coming up here in just a few moments. Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com will be joining us in our last segment. If you've got a fantasy question for Joe, please email it to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy. That's A-N-D for you Oklahoma fans. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When it comes to getting the best baseball gear around, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney is the place to be, with Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, and Wilson softball and baseball gloves. Whether it's Little League, whether it's American Legion, whether it's the big boys, or whether it's softball, they've got the bats, the shoes, the equipment that you need at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week and late on
Thursday nights. That's when they're open late for your shopping convenience. They've been doing it over 100 years.
That would be today. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Storm playoff action as well coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us for that. But a baseball team that is doing very, very well so far this season is the Kansas State Wildcats, and seems like Nebraska's playing a lot of teams that are doing very, very well this year.
That seems to be one of the constants with this Husker team.
The Huskers are on the road again this weekend to take on the Wildcats, who set at 21-5 on the season and were absolutely blistering, and then did go 1-2 last week with Texas Tech in Big 12 Conference action, and looking to get back a couple more wins this weekend. And we're pleased to talk to the head coach, Brad Hill, again here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We need some wins. You guys want to get a couple wins to stay towards the top of that conference race. This is going to be an interesting weekend.
It's interesting every weekend in the Big 12, no question.
You were red hot and then stubbed the toe a little bit last week because, as you said, every week you don't know what's going to happen in this Big 12. Anything that happened last weekend that hadn't happened all year long, or something that you need to continue to work on?
Starting pitching, for one. We really did not, obviously we're starting pitching. I don't think anybody lasted past four innings. So, number one was that. Two, Tech was really good. Tech, I think, were very well prepared. I think their schedule had them well prepared. They played a much tougher schedule than we have, much like Nebraska, in the same boat. So, I think they really pressed us. We didn't respond very well being on the road. We were fortunate to come out of there. You know, we did show some toughness, some resiliency there on Saturday after being down 5-0 after 3. We could have easily been 0-3 last weekend. So, our kids did show some toughness, some grit there on Saturday to come back and get that win. But obviously, again, there are a lot of things I thought got exposed. Starting pitching, inexperience in our lineup really got exposed. There, some kids didn't handle some things very well. So, You know, the Big 12 is going to be like this every weekend.
Brad, take us back to the start of the season. What were your expectations for this group? Because at 21-5, I'm guessing they've exceeded them to this point.
Well, we really didn't know. I mean, again, everybody's in new roles. You know, we got Martini and Jerica and Munster back, and that's really about it that had established roles within our ball club. So that means all your starting pitching were new roles. That means six guys in your lineup, honestly, have new roles, and we're in the lineup for the first time. So I think it was a thing that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were playing the type of baseball we wanted to play, establish a style of play, and then sort it out from there. And the kids have done a pretty good job and have been pretty pleased with, obviously, where we're at. But, you know, every weekend sure is new in the Big 12. So I think we're still kind of in the process of trying to figure some things out. I think we're probably one of about 7 or 8 teams in the Big 12. They're still trying to figure it out a little bit.
Kansas State baseball coach Brad Hill is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It doesn't look like you've had any problems pounding the ball. And as you said, Nick, one of those returners, is hitting .402 for you so far this season. You guys really been doing good at the plate.
Well, we've done well, but again, I don't think our schedule's been, you know, I don't think we've been extremely challenged with our schedule. So that makes a difference. You know, are you seeing quality arms every weekend? I think Nebraska's seeing quality people. Texas Tech, you know, I mean, they're not in conference, and when it starts including people like TCU, then they're seeing some pretty good folks. You know, Nebraska made that West Coast swing. They saw quality people out there. So, again, as far as being prepared, are we? I don't know yet. So I think that's something we're going to have to find out.
Brad, you mentioned the 7 or 8 teams still maybe trying to find themselves in this Big 12. Nationally, when you look at the Big 12, what do you see out there? Is there a couple other power conferences that are better in the Big 12, or is the Big 12 right there?
I think, again, towards the end of the year, we'll know that a lot more. I think there'll be some teams emerge. Some teams will have to emerge, obviously. So somebody's going to end up being in the top 4 or 5 in this league and end up being pretty good teams, and I think that's still out there to be had.
Well, Baylor last week stepped up. Looked like they were hitting softballs against Missouri. It was quite some offensive explosion, and so there's a long way to go here in the Big 12 Conference, and Brad Hill, the head coach at Kansas State, is joining us. Nebraska had another young pitcher ruled out for the year yesterday. Injuries are never good for a young team especially. How's things health-wise with your ball club?
Well, we've been healthy once we started the year. Unfortunately for us, well, our stuff happened in the fall and a week before we started play. So, I mean, we definitely had 3 new faces on the infield that we weren't expecting to be out there this year. We expected Jason King to be out there, and we had 2 junior college kids we thought were going to kind of anchor down our infield, and lost all 3 of those kids. So, you know, that we haven't had anything happen during the season, thank goodness. So, because we'll be honest, we're pretty thin, and I think we only have 14 position players healthy. So from that aspect, position-wise, that would be devastating if we lost somebody on the field. But pitching-wise, we do have some depth. Not that we want anybody to be hurt, but that is one area where we stay pretty healthy at.
Brad Hill joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you look at Nebraska's lineup, obviously Belfonte and Bailey seem to be killing it with the best of them. Anybody else that really concerns you there?
Yeah, I mean, Cody Ash, really liked him last year. You know, he's got a good swing. He's got some power numbers, and really like what he can bring to the table. Obviously, again, it looks to me like, again, they're using a lot of different folks, and Bailey and Belfonte, obviously, are the 2 guys that really make it go. But Ash is a guy sitting there that, to me, can be very, very dangerous.
Brad Hill joins us for another minute or two here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to welcome in Nebraska this weekend. Tell me a little bit more about James Allen, Coach. Here's a kid that has 3 saves, but he's also 4-0 with an ERA under 2. A little late-game offense, apparently, by your ball club.
Yeah, and you know, last weekend we brought him in like the 4th inning against Tech. Maybe been the 3rd. I'm not sure when it was. So, I mean, it's kind of like you have one of your best guys, and coaches and staff were really all over me going, how can we leave our best guy and not pitch all weekend? You sit here and you end up 0-3 and you haven't pitched your best guy all weekend. And it makes a lot of sense. So we brought him in. You know, my thing was I was a little nervous of him going about 3 innings, and we hadn't really done anything offensively, and now we don't have anybody at the back end, and it gets real ugly. But James went out there and just did a great job, and ended up going almost 100 pitches for our closer. So how about that? So he threw up about 5 zeros and gave us a chance to get back into it. But he's a kid again. He pitched last year in those situations. Again, he was a freshman last year, closed out some games for us last year. He's kind of been through the wars a little bit. And obviously we need to make sure the ball gets in his hands and probably a little bit more often than what I have, honestly.
One other question I had for you, Coach, before we let you get out of here, and I know Tony has one more as well. Nebraska's been giving up some home runs, and from a coaching philosophy, when you see a pitching staff, and I know it's not every single kid, but when you see a staff that maybe gives up home runs as much as they do anything else, do you tell the kids that? Do you attack differently? Is there a different mentality?
We have one home run in Big 12 play, so I don't think we're really, and the wind was howling out last week at Tech about 40 miles an hour, and we still couldn't get one out. So that's telling you where our power is right now. So I think we'll just try to stick with what we do and try to get base hits. And, you know, our button game can be pretty good at times, so those will be the things we'll stay focused on.
Brett, for those of you, for people out there that don't understand this, you got a brother facing a brother this weekend. You've got Matt Giller. The Huskers have Kurt Giller. You ever had brothers face each other? Kurt's out now.
Right.
But do you get TJ, the little brother, on your guys' side? How do you want to do that?
I don't know. This weekend or the next couple of years may play out where he decides to go. So we'll have to make sure we try to take care of business, I guess.
Well, thanks so much, Brad. We appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck the remaining Big 12 schedule.
Nice, I appreciate it.
Nice Wildcats this weekend.
Enjoy, Coach. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Brad Hill, manager at Kansas State, head coach of the Wildcats. You can hear all the baseball on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. That's interesting because without breaking it down game to game, they've hit some home runs. But again, as Coach said, their non-conference schedule, for a non-power like K-State is, they're not going to be making big trips and taking on top 10 teams. They've played Kent State, they've played Villanova, they've played the University of Milwaukee, they've played some teams like that in the non-conference. And they won most of them.
21-5.
They're 4-2 in the conference.
Yeah, this is a series, though, if you're Nebraska, you're saying, hey, we think we can compete, at least talent. You know, you go to Texas, you're on, now, you know, we're going to have to bust our butts and try and sneak a game or two out of here. Against Kansas State, you're thinking, hey, we can compete with this team, hopefully win a series against this team.
And
I think it's a totally different mindset against going against Kansas State.
And of the five losses, one of theirs also came to Creighton, which maybe tells you a little something. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got college hockey coming your way today. College hockey. You got a pick, Derek? Who's going to win this college hockey?
You know, I'm going to go with the Cinderella. Let's go Rhode Island, or what is it?
Rochester
Institute of Technology. I don't even know what it is, but I'm going to go with RIT. So we'll go with them.
Nerds.
But Boston
Nerds.
College is probably.
Nerds.
You got to go with Boston College or Miami, Ohio. Whichever team wins that is probably the favorite.
Okay, I'll take Wisconsin.
There you go. The one that
you just think they're
going to
bounce. You got a team in the finals.
Well,
you?
Hey, you know, take a guarantee.
Like your style.
You know, take what you think you can get there.
Well, who do you like, Daddy?
Oh, I love the goaltending Boston College has. I really like the forward play. They get it down the ice, move the puck well. I like Boston College.
Psychotic is what you are. You are absolutely psychotic. Hey, let's give folks a chance to win some tickets to the Tri-City Storm game tomorrow night. Storm got beat last night, 7-1. Derek, they just flat out didn't get out of the chute, and you can't spot Omaha one goal, let alone two or more, and that's what happened last night, and the Storm just didn't have it in them to win, and they haven't won at Omaha this year.
Yeah, Omaha, you can't spot them anything. They got a good, experienced, veteran kind of team for the USHL, and can't give them any room.
Let's give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Storm. The Storm scored one goal last night. Who scored it? 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Call now. We'll set you up with a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's playoff game at the Viero Event Center, and we're back with more after this.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair, come to Midas and see the difference Total Customer Care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playoffs? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
3, 2, 1, you can put a win column! 29 wins! They're going to the playoffs!
That's right, fans. The Tri-City Storm are playoff bound with a first-round series against the Omaha Lancers. The teams will face off for Game 2 in Kearney's Viero Event Center this Friday at 7:05. It's the Storm versus Omaha in the most intriguing first-round matchup. Game 2, this Friday night. For tickets, visit stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
An isolated shower, sprinkle chance lingers early on through the day today. Then some clearing develops later in the day as well, with highs around 61. Northwest winds will stay at 10 to 15. Back to 36 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A little softball at home today for UNK. They take on Northwest Missouri State. Hastings College will be making up their games with Doan. They called them off yesterday. And once again, here is the long-awaited Nebraska Spring Football Report. Only five practices separate. This is for you, El Conquistador. Only five practices separate the Nebraska football team from the red-white game. That's where one set of Huskers plays the other set of Huskers, and one wears red jerseys and one wears white. It's Saturday, April 17th, 1 o'clock. They will play that at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It's Tom Osborne Field. It's Bill Callahan and Steve Peterson scoreboards. The Huskers worked out for 2 hours yesterday inside the Hawks Championship Center. That way, the quarterbacks can throw without any wind, Tony, like they do all 13 games during the regular season. You can get a true test of who the best quarterback is. Here's what the story has to say. With the graduation of senior safeties Larry Asante and Matt O'Hanlon, the Huskers have plenty of talent and experience to replace in the secondary. Senior to be DeJean Gomes, who served as the Huskers' dime back in 2009, hopes to ease the loss this coming fall. Quote, "We need to focus on each day and getting better daily." End quote. "I don't really have too many personal goals, maybe stepping up and being a leader. Seeing how Larry and Matt are gone, we're going to need that in the secondary. Hopefully I can fill that role." You will hear the exact same quote midway through fall camp. Gomes caused a team-high 3 fumbles last season and intercepted 4 passes, which ranked 3rd on the squad. His knack for fighting the football earned him honorable mention. All Big 12! Gomes said, "My eyes have been in some wrong spots at times. As a safety, you're the last valve on the defense, so if you get beat, the whole stadium's going to know. I'm just trying to keep my eyes in the right spot so I can make the right plays." He said, "Matt O'Hanlon has taught me a lot about that." The Huskers return to the field Friday afternoon for their 10th spring practice of the year.
Awesome.
Now,
the Huskers, nothing about the peso.
Nothing about the peso. The dime becomes a peso. Ryan Klatchko, the newest Husker. He is an offensive lineman, 6'4", 280-pounder out of Springfield, Illinois. Picked Nebraska over Michigan State and Purdue. He also had offers from Arizona, Minnesota, Illinois, and Missouri. Plans to sign a binding letter of intent next February, the 5th oral commitment for 2011 at this time. Now, outside of that, two other Husker notes. Freshman pitcher Kurt Giller, who's appeared in 8 games and went 0-1 in 13 and 2-thirds innings of work, out for the rest of the season with an elbow injury, and oh-ho-ho. You thought spring practice was exciting, Daddy. The Nebraska men's basketball team had their awards banquet.
Wow, did we give any out?
They met one more time with the public. They held their end-of-the-year banquet in the Lincoln Station last night, gathered with more than 240 attendees for a meal and a chance to honor their senior class.
Well, they let the homeless in?
It's the first class to work 4 years along head coach Doc Sadler. Among the highlights of the evening, a talk from athletic director Tom Osborne, Sadler's thoughts on the senior class, and a video tribute to all the Huskers from the 2009-2010 season.
Guessing that was a relatively short
20 minutes later, the event was over. While it was a difficult year on the court, the Huskers continued to pull together and fight until the end behind the leadership of Ryan Anderson, Zach Henry, Ben Nelson, no, not the senator, and Chris Ballum, making it easy for Sadler to find encouraging words about the senior class last night. Doc said, quote, "When you look at this group of guys, it's hard to think they had many bad days. I know as hard as they worked, they would have liked more wins. They deserve more wins. But their character and integrity showed this year serve them well in the future. 20 years from now, if you look at these four guys, I'm sure they'll be successful and at the top because they've shown the work ethic and know what it means to persevere." The Jack Moore Award for the team MVP went to senior guard Ryan Anderson.
Woo-hoo!
And the Paul Volander Hustle Award goes to sophomore guard Brandon Richardson.
Woo-hoo!
Gosh, I've got to wonder where his draft stock will take him after this year, Ryan. Did he explore that a year ago?
The WNBA draft is today. Kelsey Griffin expected to go in the top 10, the first round. Coverage on ESPN2 television, so it's a little bit before Masters coverage comes on. Hopefully Kelsey Griffin gets called before then. You can watch both, see where Kelsey goes. We had her on the show on Tuesday. If you missed that interview or want to hear it again, go to our website and listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and The Courtyard. Oh, it's courtyard time. ESPNSuperstation.com, Tuesday's program. Click on Tuesday's program at ESPNSuperstation.com podcast, and you'll hear the interview with Kelsey Griffin. And again, the coverage today is on ESPN2 at 2. Or, as those who play the peso say, dos.
You got to stop. You got to stop. We're 1 hour and 2 minutes away, Doug. We're 1 hour and 2 minutes away from
KJ Choi teeing off.
Okay, Matt Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar, I'm looking forward to it. Daddy, this has been sitting here on my desk for about 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten to it. So I want to right now. You know, there's the GPAC All-Sports standings. There's the RMAC All-Sports. Everybody. Well, there's the National Division II Learfield Sports Directors Cup. In the final set of winner standings, this team remains atop the overall Learfield Sports Directors Cup standings with 710.5 points.
Don't. No, no, no.
Second.
It's not them.
Second, 463 points. So there's like 250 points difference between first and second.
That's Grand Valley State.
Adams State is in second place. Colorado Mines is in third, both out of the RMAC Conference. UNK, I believe, is 42nd or 43rd in the country. But that's right, Daddy. Our friends from Michigan battling again. Grand Valley State, the Lakers, are number one after the winter sports season in the Division II Learfield Sports Director Cup standing.
You should be. You got 30,000 students, you goofballs.
We're going to take a break. Joe DiMeo is going to join us on the other side to talk a little fantasy baseball. Plus, I do have a football question for him, especially for those that have keeper leagues. I think that'll be interesting. If you've got a question for Joe, fire it off to the Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back after this.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb from ESPN. You know, I'm coming into my second month of using P90X, and the results are better than even I could have expected. It's my busiest time of the year, and I've lost 2 inches on my waistline, 11 pounds, and I have energy out the ears. I feel great. And I'm getting tons of emails from listeners who've taken my advice. Now they're seeing the P90X difference for themselves. Guess who's coming on board to join me, though? Mike and Mike and Colin Cowherd, they're all taking the P90X challenge. You can check out my results online at ESPNRadio.com/Doug. The before and afters speak for themselves. And I'm only a third of the way through the program. Try this radio-only offer, risk-free, 90 days for P90X. That's right, try it. After an entire 90 days, you're not blown away by the difference. You get all your money back. Call 800-917-7348. That's 800-917-7348. fit. Or go online, ESPNRadio.com/Doug. That's a special 90-day guarantee only available at 800-9177-FIT, F-I-T, or ESPNRadio.com/Doug.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Today, four of the best in college hockey meet up in Hockey Town for the right to play for the national title. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Sean Grandy, Cap Raider, and me at Ford Field in Detroit for all the action. It starts with number one seed Miami of Ohio facing off with Boston College. Then in game two, Wisconsin will try to hold off Rochester Institute of Technology. If it's the Frozen Four, it's right here.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 3:45 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An isolated shower, sprinkle chance lingers early on through the day today. Then some clearing develops later in the day as well, with highs around 61. Northwest winds will stay at 10 to 15. Back to 36 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, I'm going to put that computer in the middle of the highway. Piece of crap. 888-455-E. Oh,
we're going so strong, Doug, after the Husker report.
Are we back?
We're back. We're live.
Anthony Kim's got it to 300. Bernhard Langer's got it back to 3 under par. Glad to see that we've got some. It's this one. You know, how come, I'll admit it, I fill out a pool or two for the Masters. By this time on Thursday, it's worse than the basketball brackets.
No, it is not.
For me, it is.
Why? Who do you got?
It always is.
Just give me one golfer.
No, it always is. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. Oh, yeah. Don't even.
Zach Johnson, the unheralded Iowa, is the winner at Augusta.
I didn't have him either. I didn't have him.
We're going to go office space on this computer here before too long.
I'm glad the West Division's getting taken care of again. Joe DeMeo going to be joining us here in just a moment. You got a question for Joe?
I do have a question for Joe. I got to wonder how many of those Royals elder statesmen
really
that Joe would even consider drafting. That's the whole theme of their team: Kindle, Bocednik, Ankiel, Betancourt.
Guys that are just teeing off the Masters: Rory McIlroy, Kenny Perry, Camilo Vojegas, then Zach Johnson, Henrik Stenson, just before the top of the hour, Freddie Couples with Sergio Garcia and Shingo Katayama. What did Freddie do to deserve playing with Sergio? Then Miguel Angel Jimenez. Then you've got a guy named Charles Schwartzel, which a lot of folks like. Padraig Harrington, Stuart Sink haven't teed off yet. Steve Stricker, Ian Poulter haven't teed off yet. Tiger Woods. Let me ask you this, Tony. And this has been a beef of mine for quite some time. And they've said it on ESPN. If Tiger plays in the morning, Phil plays in the afternoon, and vice versa. Well, they're not 1-2 in the world anymore. Steve Stricker and Tiger Woods are going off in back-to-back groups.
You're exactly right. I would think that they would want those best golfers to play under the same conditions. Would you not, to declare a true champion?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know, because Ernie Els is out this morning. Cabrera has got it to 3-under. He's out this morning. Mickelson, Furyk. I mean, you got a lot of the other big boys that are out this morning. Mike Weir, defending champion. But all the old guys go out early. Most of all the old guys. I mean, Tom Watson, Bernhard Langer. But Freddie Couples not, because he's playing well, so he gets back on the radar.
Surprised Watson can find himself on a leaderboard at all right now.
All the time.
I mean, it's just amazing.
He's steady, and we still don't take him. It is Thursday, and that means from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Joe DeMeo joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, good morning.
Hey, gents, how are you?
Well, you know, it's one of those days. It was a good first, you know, three-fourths of the show, and we're hoping that the last bit of the show here with you on will save what happened here the last 5 minutes, because it was just a total disaster.
You want to share, or should we just go forward?
let's go forward. Hey, now, Joe, baseball season just getting underway, but obviously there's a football question I want to start you with before we get to the baseball. And that is for football managers or football fantasy guys that have keeper leagues and have Donovan McNabb, or you can even say Kevin Kolb or Michael Vick, would you right now be keeping Donovan McNabb, or would you be looking to make a trade, or do you think he'll be more valuable when it actually gets to draft time in the football when we get to August?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that he doesn't have the same tools he had in Philadelphia. He has a great coach in Shanahan. But don't do anything if you have to keep a league. Just sit a little bit. Let's see what they do in the draft. Let's see what they do after the draft. Santana Moss can't be your go-to wide receiver if you want to have McNabb's downfield game have any level of effectiveness. So it's too early yet to discount McNabb, but it certainly needs to be recognized that he's not going to be playing in the Philadelphia offense. He's got Larry Johnson there now, along with Clinton Portis, but he doesn't have the Brian Westbrook type that he had in Philadelphia. The two great kids on the outside, Jackson and Jeremy Maclin, the brilliant tight end in Brent Celek. These are all major tools that he will not have in Washington. And although he'll be playing on adrenaline, he'll certainly want to prove everybody in Philadelphia wrong. Without the weaponry, he's going to have a much more difficult time. And even with all that said, he's still somewhere in the middle of his second tier of quarterbacks anyway. He's not in that elite group by any stretch with Rodgers or Brady or Manning or Breeze or that level. But he's in that second tier with the Cutlers in that group, and he fits quite nicely there. So my advice is going to be take a look at Kevin Kolb. He really performed very, very well. I wouldn't want to go in with him as my starting quarterback, but I'd love to have him on my bench, let him get 3 or 4 games under him. And certainly hang on to McNabb until the situation gives a little more clarity.
Okay, Joe, overall, you mentioned Kevin Kolb being a backup. How far back is he in that second group of quarterbacks?
That's going to depend on how he actually performs during preseason games. He had a couple of games when McNabb was out. He had a couple of big games. I mean, 350-plus yard type of performance. And I don't remember the exact circumstance of the team he was playing against. I have to go back and look at it. I do remember the game in general. So he's got tremendous skills, and he's got all that weaponry minus Westbrook. But McCoy may evolve into a Westbrook type of back. We shall see. So Kolb, I think, is an interesting pick. And I think if you can scrape him up in round 9 or 10 in standard drafts behind your main QB, which you'll probably draft somewhere between rounds 1 and 6, I think you've done well for yourself.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is baseball season, and we're not even a full week into it. Has anything really caught your eye so far, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of anomalies out there right now. Like Josh Hamilton starting the season 0-7 with 6 strikeouts. I thought he'd come out of spring training, and frankly, I thought he'd be a little stronger than he is right now. But certainly, you're not going to hit the panic button after 7 at-bats. Boston media is calling for Ortiz's head. He's now, I guess, 1-for-11. That happens to be an RBI. There's a lot of interesting manifestations on the DL. Jose Reyes will come off the DL on Saturday. He'll be activated. He's been performing very, very well in minor league action. And Lance Berkman suggests that he's going to play next week, but they're still draining fluid from his knee. I would be a little iffy on that. Kinsler should go out on a minor league assignment in the next 3 or 4 days. If he does, you can expect him back next week as well. Brandon Webb, cortisone shot, but he's still not playing catch. Best guess, Memorial Day. Cliff Lee, he's improving. He's getting better. I think he's activated in a week or 10 days. Kazmir will pitch tomorrow. I think he has a chance to join the Angels rotation on the 14th. Should he track well on Friday. Eric Bedard is really, really throwing well. He's an interesting guy. If he's on your free agency list. Pick him up. He's got a DL designation. You can pick him up, put him on a DL, and pick up another guy to take his place. So, in other words, you'll be stashing him for free. That's a very good idea with a pitcher of Bedard's caliber who may come back in June and be very, very effective. And lastly, keep an eye on the minors. Aroldis Chapman is going to debut on Sunday for Triple A Toledo. I didn't realize it was a Triple A Toledo, but there is. And he'll be throwing then. He'll be fast tracked if he's showing well. And a couple of quickies: Andre Effie is out with a swollen ankle. Salt Alamachia is going to on a disabled list with back stiffness. Russell Branyan will be in a minor league rehab assignment starting Thursday. He'll be called up. And lastly, Brad Lidge through a bullpen. We'll throw a bullpen today, suggesting if all goes well that he can go out on a minor league assignment next week and perhaps be back the following week.
Well, Joe, we're both going to be on a rehab assignment. We got to watch Kyle Farnsworth pitch very much this year for the Kansas City Royals, but that's a whole other story.
My condolences go out to you.
Maybe the Cubs could get him because they stink on the mound so far, too.
The Cubs have been interesting. I mean, we were a couple of games into the season, but I agree with you. Zambrano was hard to watch the other day, and his skills have been eroding. I don't think he's done, but, you know, 8 runs in an inning and a third is not going to feed the bulldog. You can't, you can't fault him for that. When you put your ace out there and he dissolves into 8 runs in an inning and a dot, I mean, there's not much you can do except go to the next guy. And, they need Ted really back. They need him now. As for KC, they're thin. I mean, their lineup is thin. And Granke is fabulous. You got to like Granke. I think Hocovar had a great outing yesterday. Bannister can pitch on occasion. He pitches on command. I don't think Kyle Davies is the answer. But it's really the order with a lot of not cast offs, Posednik and people like that. We are replacing Tien, and Gordon's on the DL. So I think they have a lot of issues right now.
Joe, one player we didn't mention that's on the DL, a $12 million man like Gil Mesh. Is he on people's rosters, or is he not?
He's probably not. I think Mesh will. In fact, he's pitching on Saturday or Sunday. Forgive me for not knowing the exact day. And at least he's penciled in. And Mesh is an effective starter in head-to-head leagues. He doesn't have much relevance in rotisserie formats. Where you're looking for high K, low whip, low ERA type of, and high wins. Playing for Kansas City, you may not get that. But he is a guy that you want to keep an eye on head-to-head formats where you can go in there and get some innings, the occasional win, and some strikeouts and that type of thing. So Mesh should be on the radars, but he shouldn't be rostered as of yet.
Very quickly, Joe, this comes from Russ. He says, pick up Braden from Oakland or keep Harang and Zambrano.
Oh, well, keep Zambrano for sure. Harang, give him one more start. He starts again on Sunday. Give him one more start. He did not pitch badly. He just made some bad pitches. And, Braden type of pitcher will be available, if not next week, during the course of the early part of the season.
Joe, as always, we appreciate the time every Thursday, and we look forward to doing it again next week as we get at least a full week under our belt here of Major League Baseball and probably a lot more questions. So we'll talk to you then.
You bet, gentlemen. It's always a joy. Have a great week and enjoy some baseball. Take good care.
You saved the show, Joe. Thanks.
Bye.
Go to fantasyplayersedge.com all the time to get the very latest. Who says, as we check it right now, Manny Ramirez may not play today. So if you got Man Ram, you might want to check that right before game time to see if he should be in your lineup. At the Masters, David Toms has the lead. Unreal. 4-under through 16. Among those at 3-under, Steve Marino through 13, Anthony Kim, and defending champion Angel Cabrera have finished the front nine at 3-under. 2-under with a hole to play, Bernhard Langer. 2-under through 13, Tom Watson. 2-under through 8, Phil Mickelson. 2-under through 4, Nick Watney. Through 3, John Rollins is 2-under, and a ton of people at 1-under par, and most of them are either at the turn or have just made the turn. Tim Clark, Dustin Johnson, Lee Westwood, the 16-year-old Manicero, Els is at 1-under, Ishikawa is at 1-under as they make the turn, Goosen is at 1-under, so there you go, on the front page of the leaderboard. Hockey this afternoon, They don't have one shining moment, do they, Derek?
No, I don't think they use the one shining moment there.
Okay, well, but somebody...
Which one would they use if they did?
I don't know. I'm trying to go here, you know. That was our Buller Noble the other day. Who won the hockey tickets, by the way?
Kurt from Kearney. He's got 4 tickets to Friday's playoff game.
And he knew the answer. Who scored last
night? Yeah, Radoslav. Radoslav Ilo scoring our only goal.
He had his. Oh, yeah, turn that up.
And there you are.
It's growing on me.
You're running for your life.
Oh, that's great.
Shooting star of the league.
So instead of the ball is tipped, you just say the puck is dropped, and you can pretty much play the same song. So there you go.
You know what? I had another buddy of ours from down the road in GI, Big James Valdez, call me after the show the other day and said, "You guys were so right on that song. I wait for that every year, and she just killed it."
I know. I thought so too. Knocked it right out of the park. Home run. Absolutely. Knocked it right out of the park. So that's all I got for you. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Oh, I wish we had a West Ham right now. Oh, yeah. That's enough. It's like eating too much chocolate. Oh, my God, I'm going to get a brain freeze here. Oh, but that's so good. Whew. There's a nooner for you. There you go.
I really thought you were going to have me sing, "This is Ground Control to David Toms."
Make that up yourself. How about Kentucky? All 5 players are leaving for the NBA draft. Way to go out in the Elite Eight, guys.
Yeah, chumps.
You guys are good. Yeah, let's go pro, yeah. Connie Yori named the Naismith Women's Coach of the Year. She's won them all, hasn't she? And this was I think was probably one of the big ones because they named finalists Gina Auriemma, Tara Vandiver, both in the championship game, and Pat Summitt from Tennessee. By the way, the final rankings came out. Nebraska, there is no final ranking in the AP poll, so fourth going into the tournament is what they will end up as. They were placed seventh in the coaches' poll, behind Oklahoma, behind Baylor, ahead of Kentucky.
Well, yeah, you know, great season. That's why you get a raise as a coach like that, so you can build a wing on your house for the awards. That's perfect. Perfect attitude. She's taking them home all. They've got them all right. Name Gino. Name Stanford coaches. They've had their years. This was Connie Yori's year. Incredible year.
Oh, man. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with one of the hottest players in the USHL and the league scoring champion in young Jaden Schwartz as they get ready for game 2 of their playoffs with Omaha tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Contact the Event Center for your tickets. There are seats available to get rowdy tomorrow night in a must-needed game 2. They need you for game 2 to try and even this series. And we'll talk with Jaden Schwartz on the show tomorrow. Also, off to Fauner Park. It's a beautiful weekend to catch some horse racing, and we will talk with track announcer Steve Anderson among our guests tomorrow. We want to thank Kansas State baseball coach Brad Hill and Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com for joining us today.
And we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 if you're in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.